T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Well, as we've been telling you on KCBS, Bay Area retailers have been hit with a flurry of large-scale theft and incidents that seem to be getting bolder. After closing because of an armed robbery, the fancy tech store Beta recently reopened in Hayes Valley with a lot more bells and whistles in place security-wise, including a bulletproof vest-protected and expensive private security guard. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Thanks for joining us. So is that what it's going to take? Every Walgreens needs to get a $30,000 a month security guard?
Well, it's looking that way. I would like to see it change. What we've seen in San Francisco and elsewhere is a steady growth in private security, simply because the cops can't appear to be handling what's been going on. It's not just the big theft, it's small thefts. For bigger stores, for example, Apple has long employed off-duty police officers to patrol its stores, and that has kept those smash and grabs from happening there. Remember, there was a time when Apple stores were being hit and robbed, swarmed. Other stores, even, you know, from high-end to Ross Dress for Less, it's not uncommon for them now to be hiring off-duty policemen to the tune of $1,000 a day. Now, other stores have security. They have in-house security. They have outside contracted security. It's an increasing cost, and it's one of the reasons why Walgreens and CVS are closing some of their stores in the Bay Area, because the costs just of security are starting to outweigh the profits.
Do you picture a world in which every neighborhood at some point has its own security? Hayes Valley, say, basically has its own theft police force walking the streets and protecting all of the stores?
Megan, we're seeing that already. It's quietly being done in neighborhoods around the Bay Area where you have private security. The Marina and other areas have private security firms that are signing up businesses and homeowners for patrols to keep an eye on things in addition to police. Yes, we are seeing that. Now, today on Union Square in San Francisco's retail center, the police were out in force on every corner. How long they can maintain that remains to be seen, because that costs the city as well, and those police are needed elsewhere. But yes, we are seeing more of a growth of industry in private security, patrolling home areas, patrolling business areas and merchant areas, because a lot of these smaller business, Megan, they can't afford $1,000 a day. They're going to have to pitch in. But again, it's a tough one, and that's why I think you're seeing a lot of the DAs and the law enforcement sort of reacting the way they're acting, because if this spreads too far, it'll just get out of control for everyone.
Well, lastly, isn't it kind of about the teeth as well? So a private security guard standing outside a Walgreens, there's different things that they can do versus a off-duty police officer. Right?
There is. Now, there is a question of teeth, and there's a question of at what level are you going to get involved, and that by the store. And a lot of the stores have this policy of, even if you have the security out there, do not overly engage and get into a situation that could wind up with a lawsuit or somebody being injured. So some of this is, you know, I'll be honest with you, some of it is a bluff. And, and if some of the shoplifters are calling the places on the bluff and just waltzing out with the stuff saying, look, I know you've got security, but you've also got lawyers telling you you've got to watch yourself, so I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. It's a terrible problem.
It sure is. Thank you so much for helping us out with this, Phil. We'll be on again live at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.